Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, thankfully, the weather is beginning to look like spring here in the Midwest. In our area, we had some rain and snow mix earlier in the week, but temperatures are rising with the potential of reaching into the 70s by next week. With the warmer weather, it's time for many to take their motorcycles out of storage and hit the road. Now, before you head out, it's a good idea to take some time and prepare your cycle. We have a few tips to help you get your motorcycle ready for the riding season. And again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, the Lord of the Landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right of the blog, just type in Spring Motorcycle Prep 2023, and it will bring you to the post associated with this podcast. The first tip I have for you is change the fluids. Now, last fall, before storing your cycle, it has been recommended that you change the oil and maintain other fluid levels in order to protect the engine and other parts from damage during storage. Before you bring your cycle out, you should change the oil yet again to make sure that any water or condensation that may have gotten into the oil during storage doesn't make its way through your engine. Now, it does seem counterintuitive that, hey, I've already changed the oil last fall before I put it away. Why do I need to change it again? And again, that's the reason is, you know, there may have been condensation in the oil lines. It's always a good idea just to drain that out to make sure that you're not running an oil and water mix through your engine and damage any potential components in your engine because of the water. So make sure that you do just take the time and change your oil. Also check the brake and hydraulic fluids. If the fluids look dirty or have an off color, then go ahead and change them with fresh fluid. Again, after being stored all winter, depending on where you store it, again, there may be condensation in the lines. There may be some sort of contaminants or something that work their way into your brake and hydraulic fluid lines. And again, if the fluid looks dirty or doesn't look like brake fluid should or hydraulic fluid should, then just go ahead and change them out for fresh fluid. The next tip I have for you is drain the tank. Look at your fuel tank and check for rust or other debris. If you used a fuel stabilizer before storing the bike, it's recommended that you siphon the tank and use fresh fuel. The siphon gas, according to one article, could be then mixed with fresh fuel and used in your lawnmower. So it's not like you're wasting gas. They just recommend that if you use fuel stabilizer, that you just siphon the tank and put in a fresh. Now, last fall, we had talked about storing your cycle for winter, that you should add fuel stabilizer and let the bike run for a little bit so the fuel stabilizer gets through all the lines and through the engine to kind of help protect it. There's a caveat to that, and I'm not sure if I brought that up last fall. You can potentially use more fuel stabilizer than what you're supposed to, and that could, you know, potentially gum up the works of your engine. So that's why they recommend that you just go ahead and drain the tank and put in fresh fuel. Let that old fuel with the fuel stabilizer just run through the engine. That way, if you did use too much, you don't have a whole tank full of fuel stabilized fuel, make it through your engine, then it's only just what's in the lines. So definitely drain the tank. Next is check the bike. Inspect your cycle, looking for any debris or small animals that may have taken residence over the winter. Mice or other creatures. Usually they find their way into the exhaust or the tailpipes. So make sure that you get in there and just take a flashlight, go through it, take apart the air box, the air filter, make sure that no creatures end up in there. And then just look over the bike. I mean, look for, frayed wires, look for, any chewing that may have gone on. Just overall inspection of the bike to make sure all that your hoses and wires are in good condition. Check the tire pressure. It was recommended that you put your bike up on blocks or a stand so that the tires are up off the ground when you store it for the winter to prevent flat spots. Check the air pressure. Just overall make sure that the bike is in good working condition, that you don't have any potential issues before you get out on the road. The next tip I have for you is verify your documents. Of course, you should make sure that your registration is current on your cycle and that your insurance is valid before you hit the road. That makes, making sure that your license plate has the correct sticker on it, that everything is registered and good to go. You should keep necessary documents either on your person while you're riding or stored with a cycle. So, if you've got a compartment on your cycle that you can put that stuff in, saddlebag, something like that, helmet carrier to put that information in. It's always a good idea to keep those documents somewhere that you can get to them quickly if needed. Last tip I want to share with you is check your safety gear. Believe it or not, motorcycle helmets do have an expiration date. I did not know this. I guess I understand because car seats have a expiration date, and it's similar to a motorcycle helmet. The foam and other components that comprise the safety of the helmet do degrade over time. So the foam that's inside the helmet, that can start to degrade. The chin strap may fray a little bit. The inside of the helmet may begin to fray. The average lifespan of a motorcycle helmet is 3 to 5 years. I believe I would have to look it up. I just thought of this just now, so I didn't have time to look it up. But generally, a car seat is good for probably about 3 years, 2 to 3 years, before you really need to look into getting a new one. So within the same similar time frame as a motorcycle helmet. Of course, you want to inspect your helmet for cracks or other blemishes that may compromise its integrity. Also, check your riding gloves and other gear as well for rips, tears, or other issues that may affect their ability to protect you. Now, before you head out on the road with your motorcycle this spring, take some time to prepare it for the riding season. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, that's all right. In the upper right of the blog, you could type in Spring Motorcycle Prep 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post here with all the tips that I shared with you today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email? You can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you get warm weather where you're at. I'm looking forward to the 70-degree and sunny weather that's coming up. Until next time, take care.